Now, recording live from the SEC Pub, it's the BS and Beer Podcast crew with your host, David Romero.
Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer Podcast. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. It's wall-to-wall Saints talk with Tomas Mauricio, Heath Elson-San, my man Tyler Kissner on the board, producing the show. I'm Dave Romero. Listen, Saints win. Pull it out.
Well, before we get started, Dave,
okay,
I have something to say now.
All right.
For all our listeners, I know you've been patiently waiting for that extra hour.
Here comes the Bitcoin.
For that extra hour. But until the Saints actually get their crap together, there will be no extra hour. When the Saints do, then I'm telling you, look forward to that extra hour. And you're right, my brother. Bitcoin. Just remember.
And here's the thing.
Been blown up several times, and every time it bounces back better than before.
There you go, and we even have it. Tyler puts it on the board there.
There it is right
so
there.
So Bitcoin
where
is,
are we now,
is
Tyler?
Trading at
$6,344.
There you go. So 0.0032 yep. will be the initial payment.
Right. And we can easily make up for, like, since we have standards and pride.
That's correct.
We're not going to do an hour show until the Saints are playing better
no
football.
No extra time. That's right.
What we can do is just do, instead of, what's the big, we could just, like, double the 0.06 to 0.12 and then make up for all the lost money.
Don't listen to Dave. He has no idea what he's talking about for Bitcoin. That's all right.
I'm still trying to get the, you talking about the Bitcoin wallet.
Sure
I was
math,
at Walmart and I saw the one with the cowboy on it with the lasso.
There you go.
And it had the Velcro. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that was his idea. The Velcro is a good idea.
No.
Like, you just don't see that anymore.
No. Well, I'm thinking about the one that's got the protection on it so nobody can get your code numbers.
By the way, real quick, we were talking about Atlanta and the injuries. It's Andy LaVitre, the guard.
That's gone out on IR.
How'd I forget that?
That guard, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, Heath.
Hey, hour number two is the bonus round. Can you charge the Bitcoin for the bonus round?
No.
Thank you.
That's a regular bonus
Thank show. You. And now, it's time for the bonus round, where you play in front of dozens of people
Ooh.
For tens of dollars.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Tomas, Heath, Dave, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Let's play BS and Beer Podcast.
Come on, Heath, get into it, brother.
All right.
Man, these guys. Yeah, I just, Heath, I'm not feeling the excitement from you.
Yeah, I know, Heath, you're kind of dragging today, brother. What's wrong?
All right, so.
Long night.
So, should we, we got to finish our Bad and Ugly.
Bad and Ugly still, yeah.
And, I mean, to me, the ugliest thing on there was Gonzalez, the kicker. I mean, for the Saints, is a good. But, I mean.
Yeah, we should have put that on our
group. Matter of fact, Lutz goes out and hugs the guy, you know, and gives him some support.
Morstead and Lutz, both of them.
And you know what? Yeah. As a kicker, you got to appreciate that. And if I'm glossing over that, literally, our kicker.
That was a good.
After the game. Went over to their kicker, who missed two important field goals and two important extra points. Maybe it'd be more fair to say missed one important field goal, and
the one that counted at the end, he choked.
And the two extra points, which depend on how everything went down, they could have still won the game. You know, the 2 points really didn't make the difference. It would just been one winning by one instead of three. Yeah. So, having said that. There is a point where it's like, yeah, I want the win. I wouldn't have it any other way, but you got to feel bad. It's just not the same as a quarterback dropping back, stepping up in the pocket, throwing the ball, and the ball hits the receiver on the hand. He can't bring it in. You're a kicker, and it's like, look, it's all on you.
What you do winds up much more in the spotlight. I mean, you don't have 40 opportunities a game to either make something happen or
right.
you know, make a few mistakes in there somewhere.
I use the analogy of like a shooter. You know, it's like you have a guy and he shoots all day, and I was using this as an analogy for Breeze. You shoot all day, and if you miss one, nobody notices you just because you still score 32 points and whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't pass you the ball all game, but at the end of the game, you stand over there in the corner and they kick it out to you, and you got to shoot the game winner, and it's like you either the GOAT
or I'm a power forward. I don't usually shoot the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you either the hero or the GOAT. There's no in-between. He had a great night. He missed that last shot, but, man, he had 38 points and 12 rebounds. You know, it's – Oh, you missed the game.
I'm sure Lutz and Morstead went over there and told him, you know, shake it off. Yeah. He'll bounce back. And look, he might. The guy was the record holder for made field goals in NCAA, Division One, and Lou Groza Award winner in 2016.
Look at you with all the...
There you go. How you like that? I don't need no papers.
I got all my stats highlighted, and he's over there just naming off stuff off the top of his head.
And a seventh-round draft pick.
There you go. And you have to remember that Lutz has a real connection with this because, remember, he was on no team until the Saints decided, you know, we got to do something about this. And so they brought in Lutz, first game of the season. Oh, by the way, you're the kicker from now on. You know, so, I mean, it can happen at any time. And so these kickers, they know, one bad game, Carlson, who was drafted by Minnesota. Gone. I mean, right after the game, hey, son, after the shower.
Well, this kid was drafted, too. I mean, his seventh round, but he was still drafted. I mean, you know, so he might be back. We might see him again. You never know.
All right, so let's dig
especially
into
they
the
fired how many 13 this last weekend.
Let's dig into the bad and ugly.
All right,
who's ready? Are you ready? You got something?
I'll go ahead and let Tomas go first.
Well, I got one. I knew y'all weren't ready, so or wouldn't be when I threw it on you.
No,
so
I got a bad. I'm okay. Right.
Well, there's plenty of bad. It's not like I have a lack of.
Yeah, if you want
options,
bad. All right, I'm going to give you bad that maybe everybody didn't notice, but I sort of noticed in the game. Usually, Drew Brees is very good about time management. Drew Brees usually knows exactly where we are, how to, you know, use the clock and so on. It seemed to me that he didn't do a very good job at the end of the game. At the end of the game, you know, somebody was next to us was saying, hey, take your time, remember? You got to eat more clock. You know? And I sort of agree. I was like, you know, we already ate like 3.5 minutes ago. Yeah, take our time. We can score as we get closer. Or we, you know, just keep making first downs. But boom, all of a sudden we score, and all of a sudden it's like, well, they got time left. Yeah. Too much time left. You know, so I'm kind of thinking that that might have been a bad. Just overall, I just didn't think Drew was in sync for this game. You know, just from the very beginning, he missed that pass to Watson.
That I remember somebody saying that earlier in the game.
Yeah, he just didn't quite look off.
Of course, you know, it's when you had the week he had the week before, even though it was in a losing effort, his personal
Yes, I know. I know it was a really good week, but this is how it works. I mean, you're only as good as your last game.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the superstar or not. In this particular game, and I know that this defense, even though they're not thought of that much, they're much better than Tampa Bay's defense.
Yeah.
So, okay, I get that. But it just, from the very beginning of the game, he just didn't seem to be, you know. So as many times as I'm always like, man, they always shortchange Drew. They never give him this credit. I'm going to have to say in this game, I'm going to say Drew Brees was a bad. I'm sorry, but that would be my feeling. His time management just was off a little bit here and there. Okay.
Well, and you know what? Here's the thing. It's really hard to give Drew Brees a bad because he's so consistently good.
I know.
No. And the thing is, every once in a while, I like to see, you know, hey, man, let's hold him accountable.
Sure.
But on the other hand, it's like, God, without him, where would we be? So it's a tough thing.
We
but
might
you know
be 2-0 if we had, you know, Taysom
Hill in court. I'm telling you, if Drew Brees drops below that 80% completion mark, we got to start thinking about a change. I mean, for me, the Saints' offensive line's inability to pick up the blitz was my bad. Watching the game, watching all 22, there were just the Saints gave up 3 sacks. There were countless other pressures that we were pressured into throwing the ball away, and you know, in opportune times where we could have scored or kept a drive going, and it just
See, this goes back to my Drew Brees being bad. How many times did he hold the ball too long?
Okay, so let's get into another thing. I don't know,
yeah, because we were talking about Fitzpatrick in that game in Tampa Bay.
Getting rid of the ball so quick.
He was the one who came over that. Man, it was like 1.5, 1.4.
Here's something that I'm starting to get a little concerned about. It's great. What's the Tyler? What's the statistic for Michael Thomas? He's broke a Saints record.
Yeah, he's got 28 catches through the first two games, which is breaks the Saints record through two games. And
okay.
Heath, you said it's the NFL record too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 26 by Andre Rison back in the '90s, I believe, was the.
I mean, what have you been doing, man? I mean, eating your Wheaties over there or what?
Yeah.
I mean,
the Saints record was 18 or 16, something like
that. Something like that. Yeah.
Held by three players.
What I'm a little bit worried about is it's Michael Thomas and Kamara. I mean, that's the only thing going on. So now Ted Ginn.
Ginn got in the act a little bit.
Yeah, Ted Ginn had four receptions, two huge receptions. If you don't realize it, when the Saints went on to take the go-ahead points, it was Ted Ginn for 8 yards, then Ted Ginn for 40-some-odd yards, and all but put us into field goal range.
Right.
And then incomplete pass, or maybe it was a run in there, and two incomplete passes, which, again, stopping the clock. You would think on offense and defense, after what happened in Minnesota last year, the Saints would be one of the best teams in the league.
With the clock.
With the clock, running the clock out, playing defense at the end of halves to, you know, make sure that big plays don't happen. But I heard, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who I heard point this out. If you look back the Saints' last four or five games where a big play or almost big play, if you look back when we beat Carolina in the playoffs, there was a play at the end of the game that kind of went like, oh, wait a minute. That was close to getting caught. Funchess, a ball at the end of the game was thrown. And
yes,
kind
I remember that. Running,
the defensive back kind of wasn't.
Yeah, it was a play before the sack.
Right, wasn't looking, and the ball kind of went through his hands, and it was kind of like, what just happened? That could have been the end of our playoff run right there. Then you have Minnesota. Then you have this game. The Saints do not play very good defense in those situations, in the end of game, trying to
so-called scheme,
prevent kind of let them run the clock out. And I mean, they give up huge chunks of yardage.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to be corrected immediately. And as far as the offense goes, you would think that at some point,
so what was your Coach bat again? Payton, I lost count of all the things you're talking about.
Offensive line not being able to pick up the
points. All right. So, okay. Anyway, I'm just saying, there's a lot of bad.
Back on topic.
All right. Anybody else want to throw something in there?
Well, we kind of talked. I don't have a lot to add. My bad, though, is just continues to be defensive scheme. And, in fact, I think it was bad scheming was more responsible for that long touchdown pass than Crawley's performance was to Callaway there.
Yeah, that's my ugly. So, yes, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. We pretty much covered all the bad, and based on the way you guys are treating me, I feel like
you did everything. I feel you did like bad, ugly, ugly, or ugly.
Now, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on
me? Do we have time? All right, let's get a hotline call in.
All right,
hey guys, this is Alan from Long Island. Just want to say that I'm happy with the win. Not happy with the way the team played. Thomas and Kamara are absolute beasts, but we need to start getting the other guys involved. I mean, Traquan Smith needs to be out there more. Cameron Meredith's got to get active. I don't know what's going on there. I think if we do that, this offense can be unstoppable once Ingram comes back. I think we should bring up Boston Scott. Maybe even when Ingram comes back, bring up Boston Scott, have those three running backs. Would be incredible. On defense, looked a little better. Ken Crawley, I don't know how I feel about that. Marcus Davenport needs to be out there more. He needs to be involved more. So, I don't know, guys. What do you think? Here's to another great game this week against the Falcons. Hope we can beat them. And I love this podcast.
There it is.
Thanks, guys.
My man. Alan, thank you so much.
Good close.
Real quick. That's the way you do it. That's how you get your hotline call on first, although not until the second hour. But anyway, listen. Okay, so he liked the win, not how we played. He wants to get more players involved. We just got finished talking about that.
Yeah.
Right now it seems like
He mentioned Traquan Smith in particular, and I would have thought we'd have seen him show up a little more
at this point in the season.
He did have his first catch.
Yep. Thomas and Kamara, beasts.
I'm a beast, Your Honor.
Okay,
yeah,
we all
no
agree
doubt.
On that. Let me tell you, Heath says a little bit too high on Boston Scott. So, you know, but anyway, and Davenport needs to play more. So,
I would agree with that.
So, Tomas, we already talked about, you know, the way we a win is a win. It's hard to win in this league. The Saints have been historically slow starters. We got the win. What do you think about more players involved?
Well, I can see that. Look, we've got Cam Meredith, who we paid a lot of money to, hasn't played any games yet. Okay, so at some point you have to either decide he's going to play or he's not going to play. You know, because we can't be one-dimensional like we are. He is absolutely correct in saying that Drew drops back, first thing he's looking at is Michael Thomas. If Michael Thomas is not open, oh, I'm going to get sacked. I mean, you know, oh, can I hit Kamara on a flat route, you know? You only have two guys involved in the offense. Look, we got two tight ends, Josh Hill and Watson.
Do we?
Yes, we do. They're not going to be Gronkowski kind of guys.
I know. I'm giving you a hard time.
But on third and three, third and four, we got a shot because we actually have a guy who's willing to do it.
You know, I'm surprised.
And Peyton agrees since he's called the position.
Okay.
Out, so.
Yeah. Traquan Smith needs to have a little more confidence, you know, with Drew. But we have Cam. I'd like to actually see more of Carr as well, you know?
One of the things that I thought is that one play, you remember when Carr got they I don't know what they call it, pass interference or whatever in the end zone?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought to myself, if Cameron Meredith is there, you high point that ball and it's a touchdown.
Carr could have caught it.
Yes, he could.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good play. And we're starting to see. I think Meredith will be back. I think they need to give him the time he needs to get ready. And
maybe
I think
he comes
that's
back
what's
with
going.
Mark Ingram.
97.7 Sports Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We got a Tomas rant coming.
Yes, indeed. But I did it anyway. Maybe. You know, ever since we started this podcast, people have been asking us for advice. Usually, it's what team to bet on this week. The truth is, we don't know who's going to win. But if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, fellas, they are your best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. Visit MyBookie online. That's MyBookie. And don't forget, you play, you win, you get paid. Look around your
world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer Podcast Crew, 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. Saints come off of a season evening victory over the Browns. You like that? I don't know if that really
was. Yeah,
well, okay, you didn't like how I worded that. But what is it, 21-18? It's kind of an unusual score. Don't forget, this is the – just an observation, all right? This is the segment, the time that most of you guys are waiting for. Everybody, lean in. Lean into your radio so you don't miss a single thing because right now –
It's a Tomas rant.
That's right. I don't want to hear these facts.
Daddy, she's going to blow.
I have a opinion.
I got a nuke coming in. It's going to blow in less than a minute.
That's going to mean anything to me. It's going to blow. It's going to blow. My opinion overranks the fact, okay?
It's going to blow up. It's going to blow up.
And she will. It is a mathematical certainty.
All right.
He's snoring. Somebody wake him up.
Yeah, wake him up. Tomas, you're on, buddy. You're on.
Hey, I'm giving a sound effect of a monster. There you go.
Okay. You need to warn me when you're going to do that. I'll go ahead and get it for you. Right. He's literally, if you're watching the VCast, which you all should be watching the VCast.
That's right. You gotta watch that
occasionally.
VCast.
Go BSN Beer.
Unfortunately, I don't have Samsung endorsing it, but it is a Samsung. But no, go ahead. All right.
And so I guess now for his rants, he... What last week it was the four-headed?
The three-headed Hydra.
Okay.
And this week it's Orthros.
Okay. And I don't know what none of that
All
means.
All right, let's go.
I'm about as familiar with that as I am with Bitcoin, but...
So sorry.
So we're supposed to understand that by the sounds that are coming out of the phone.
Well, Orthros was a two-headed monster.
Okay. All right.
You see? So this week's rant is a two-headed rant.
I see where he's going here.
You see? So the first part of the rant is same old from last week. Hey, Mark, how you feeling? I understand that you're practicing with some high school kids in Florida. Man, I hope that's getting you in shape. Because when your happy behind gets back here, I expect you to carry this team all the way to the promised land, brother. Yeah, because of you, we're sitting back here hoping and praying Kamara doesn't get hurt because we're playing him way too much in way too many bad situations. So, you know, I heard somebody, I'm going to be nice because Dave wants me to be nice.
I do.
I heard somebody talk about, oh, we should have a celebration because we miss Mark Ingram so much. We should have Mark Ingram Appreciation Month. My behind.
Did that actually happen?
Yes! I have no idea. You don't want me to tell you what podcast it was, do you?
No.
In any case, I'm not appreciating Jack because he's not here. I don't know. He's playing against some high school girl team in Florida. I don't know. I hope you're being careful. I wouldn't want him to get sued for some, you know,
action. All right, move along. Move along.
So there's the first part of this thing is, come on, Ingram. We're waiting on you, brother. When you get back, your happy butt had best be in the most tremendous shape you've ever been. I want to see you beat the living crap by yourself of every team we play after that. All right, I'm just saying. Even when we have our break, I expect you to score. I'm going to put you on my fantasy team. When we're on the break, I expect you to score me 30 freaking points, even when we're not playing. All right, that's my first part of my rant. That's my second part of my rant. Now, my fellow brothers here, they know I was the guy who said, Crawley's going to make this team. I said it.
Claim to fame.
I'm just telling you. Now, all I hear is bad mouth after bad mouth about Crawley. Well, you know, we only have one cornerback. Well, we only got Lattimore as a quarterback. We don't have any other cornerback. We need to get somebody in the corner. What a crock of crap. Now, all of a sudden, he gets beat on this pass play that Cleveland scores on. And everybody's like, well, Crawley ain't worth the crap. I don't know what happened to him. Last year must have been an aberration. Well, they didn't use that word because they don't know it. You know, maybe we didn't know what it was that happened last year. I have news for you. I'm going to go back to what we talked about earlier. Scheme. How in the hell do you let one of the fastest players on a team, you're protecting the outside edge, so he's going to come to the inside, and you don't have a safety back behind. Where was the safety? There was no safety anywhere. He blew by Crawley, and there was nobody else back there. I go back to scheme again. How many times in this game? Look, we agree. Marcus, because of sheer talent, intercepted that ball, and he really intercepted that ball. It didn't hit his body. He was like a receiver. He put his hands out. He caught that ball on the run. Didn't even break stride. So we know that Marcus Williams is a talent. No doubt about it. So only thing I can say is that the reason it was so ugly, again, is scheme, even though the defense played a lot better. And I will say a win is a win. But I'm going to be very honest because I am that kind of guy. We lost that game. Only because the great man above said, no, we can't go 0-2. We can't let Cleveland win a game. That's the only reason we won that game. Because really, we lost that game. And we didn't lose that game because of Sean Payton's calls on offense, even though there were some questionable ones. We didn't lose it because of our linebackers. We didn't lose it because of our defensive line. We didn't lose it because of our defensive back. We lost it because the schemes didn't work. They were better this week. I'll give them that. But they still need some work. And again, we need a game where all three phases show up. So when that happens, I think we have something. I think we'll move forward. I still don't think we're a great team. Don't get me. I'm just telling you. I think we're a good team. And over the course of the year, we can become a much better team with experience. But right now, I'm putting all the blame squarely on the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. Brother, step up to the plate. Figure it out. All right, there's my rant.
The opinions expressed by Tomas do not necessarily reflect the thoughts and views of David Romero or the BS and Beer podcast.
Sure. What am I then, boy?
You're a loudmouth schnook.
All right.
Keep that thought to yourself.
Here's the funny thing is I watched that play several times. Crawley bailed out like as soon as the ball snapped. He was already 10, 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. He takes off running backwards, and somewhere about the 10-yard line, he has his back turned. He is running. And Callaway, I think the kid's name is.
Yeah. It's the rookie from Florida.
Flying up behind him. I mean, the guy is unbelievably fast. He's a first-round talent that dropped because of issues in college.
Yeah. Right.
But, man, that guy can fly. And I'm not trying to excuse anything. I just think that if you really watch what happened, at no point did Crawley, which means I agree with you, that there should have been safety help because Crawley's got his back and he's running as fast as he can, and Callaway is just flying up behind him and just passing
him. And we know
right.
Crawley's about technique, not about
speed.
Yeah,
he's not a speed guy. He's a size guy. 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. We'll be right back with the NFC South report.
This segment brought to you by BS and Beer Podcast.
Twice the entertainment, half the calories.
BS and beer, standing up for the little people, man.
BS and beer podcast.
Standing up for people.
BS and beer.
Indeed, you are powerful.
Americans are going to stand up and say,
BS and beer.
And I'm just telling you what people are going to do.
We fight bullies.
BS and beer podcast.
There's going to be a revolution
for the people.
BS and beer.
There's going to be riots in the street.
BS and beer.
BS and beer.
Getting ready to rise up.
BS and beer podcast.
Come on, I'm joining them.
Now witness the firepower of this fully armed and operational
podcast.
Welcome back, 97.7 in the BS and Beer podcast crew. We on the final stretch, man. Next we have the My Bookie picks at the bottom of the hour. Right now we kind of already did a pseudo NFC South report, but look, right now, man, Tampa Bay. You're talking about the team to beat right now in the NFC South. Yeah. I mean, 2-0 and both quality wins. Although we could even as Saints followers and I don't know, media. I don't know if it's as quality a win as, you know, one might have thought going into the season, but I tell you what, man, the way Tampa Bay's playing right now, man.
They're a talented team, and now they have somebody who is consistent at quarterback. So when you have, look, the two wide receivers they have, these are quality cats, man. They can play. They both have speed. You know, you got a tight end who's no slouch. He was a draft choice. You know, and so Tampa Bay's got a good team. Now, the question is, this is the last week for Winston's suspension.
Right.
So what do you do in week 4?
Is that a rhetorical question or you want an answer?
Well, okay, give me an answer.
I mean, unless
he's playing Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, unless he falls apart, which here's the thing. Generally and traditionally, that's what has happened to him. He has been a starter. He's actually had a couple of nice contracts. And then the wheels come off, and next thing you know, he's the guy that floats around backing up whatever top draft pick gets picked, and the team just needs a stopgap. So I don't expect that he will fall off this week, and there is no way, and I guess one of the reasons I'm saying there's no way he's going to fall off is because I want to see it. I want to see the dumpster fire that is Jameis Winston sitting on the sideline pouting because he's not playing. And quite frankly, I think not only does Fitzpatrick stay, I think the franchise really has to start wondering about the future, because Fitzpatrick is not a young guy.
No.
He's been around. He's like a
14 years.
Oh, is it 14? Yeah. I was going to say 12. Yeah. So 14-year veteran.
He's 35.
Okay, well, you know. But I don't know, even if you are a team, are you going to count on him? Not only, we just got finished talking about 2 games, does not a season make. You know, traditionally he's not been able to get through an entire season playing quality football all the way through. Would you expect that even if he has a really good season, would you say, man, we're just going to ride with him?
He could be a good transitional player who teaches the next guy up.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I tell you what, now, Tyler.
What's up?
Little earlier you were telling us about the statistics you want to share with everybody.
Yeah. Well, this kind of backs up a couple things you guys have said today, and it definitely backs up one of the heads of Tomas's rant. I looked into the stats of just how many touches, because y'all brought up that Kamara is out there maybe too much, getting a lot of touches. I looked it up last year through the first 2 games. Now, given he was a rookie, he had 15 touches and 92 yards with 0 touchdowns. This year, through the first 2 games, Kamara has 36 touches, so he's more than doubled it, 240 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's 1/5 of his total offensive production last year in the first 2 games. So one thing that's impressed me about that stat, though, other than, you know, obviously we don't have Ingram, how long do you think Kamara went without touching the ball against the Browns?
Oh, how much time in between plays? It couldn't have been more than 2 plays.
Nope, you're wrong.
Over 21 minutes. He did not touch the ball the entire third quarter.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember, I told you I thought he tweaked something.
6:59 in the second quarter until about the third play of the fourth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is this a whole – is his production a Mark Ingram absence? Or is it just they have more faith in him in the first 2 games because of his season last year? I don't know what the – the cause and effect here is, but I just thought those stats were a little interesting about how much more he's being used. Now, it's not just perception.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you that there is the stat is a little off simply because if you recall the first two games the Saints played last year, Adrian Peterson was the guy that they were trying to work into the offense.
That's true, yeah.
That was the New England game and the Minnesota game. And it was after that we said bye-bye to Adrian, and all of a sudden Mark came back to life, and then we really started to trust Kamara more. So I think the stats are a little off.
Well, as far as the first two games. Yeah.
But the truth is that we're still using him too much. And Peyton even said that he did not want to do that, and yet he's doing it. You know, simply because who else does he have?
I don't think he's used. The guy's not made out of glass. I mean, they only expecting to do this for the four games that Ingram's out or whatever. Go ahead and use him.
Might as well.
He's producing. Use him.
Yeah. And, I'd rather have him at the last four games than the first four.
I don't think you can play based on we got to take it easy now. So this is a young guy, man. This guy's in his second. What is he? 21 years old, maybe, or something. I don't even know. Is he? If he was 31, I'd be going, yeah. Well, you want to.
He's 23.
23. Okay, he's 23 years old in his second year or whatever. He shouldn't be on any kind of a pitch count right now.
Well, in a way, I agree with that. I guess there's just some unnecessary pounding that I worry about. And exactly. And the thing is,
if he took a pounding,
and you're right. It's something we talk about during the game. Is that they don't get. You can get as many carries as you want as if you're hopping out of bounds without even falling down. Who really cares? Is that really a viable touch? Meaning, we got to be careful not to give him too many touches. But it's another thing that I got to say, the Browns do have a good defense. And that's lost in all this because they're the Browns.
Right.
But they
do
have a very good defense. Yep. And early in the game, Kamara, too. None of our running backs were doing very much.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, they were just, 1 yard gain, slamming it in there, not getting much at all. It wasn't until the second half where things started loosening up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, it's kind of common for a defense to wear down a little bit, and you start making some.
We make them play a lot.
Let's
warm down.
We do have. That's true. We do have another hotline call.
Okay.
And listen, before we get to it, 701-901-1295. Keep in mind, if you missed any or part of the show when you want to hear about it, get on and get our podcast. Download it. If you're a radio guy and you're like, man, I don't really understand this whole podcast, man, there are apps. You can just simply download it. It's like a DVR. It's on your phone.
Yep.
And you can listen to, if you missed hour number one, you missed hour number two on 97.7, you can listen to the podcast.
If you're not sure, send us an email. Dave will walk you through it. Dave, what's that email address?
It's bsandbeer@icloud.com. I'll be more than happy to help you out because we talk about it and we do get emails and contacts from people saying, I don't really get that whole podcast thing. But the point is hey, you listen to us on the radio. We started out as a podcast.
That's correct.
And that's why we kind of embrace it. And there's a lot of people out there that that only listen to us on podcasts because they're around the country, around the world.
You watch the VCast too.
Yeah, and you watch the VCast.
And then subscribe.
But if you're out there listening to us on the radio, go subscribe to the podcast, and if you miss any part of the show or you want to go back and listen to an old show or
there you go.
Whatever.
If you have any questions about Bitcoin, make sure to send us an email.
That's
Keith
important.
Be happy to answer that for
That's
you.
Important. All right. So, Tomas, you were talking about the new rule change and all the stuff going on in the NFL right now with the hits. None of them. No, we did. We have been affected by that in the first week.
Yeah, I think the two rule changes that I think we need to sort of review a little bit here are the helmet, leading with the helmet. Where there's the crown helmet, this targeting, whatever you want to call one of these things, whatever you want to call that. That and roughing the passer. Because I think I was more worried about the targeting. That seems to have sort of leveled off a little bit. But the whole question of roughing the passer, I'm a little befuddled by some of the calls that are being made. Because some of these, I'm like, dude, they're playing football. I don't see that. Again, I understand if you pick up that quarterback, you take him off the ground, and you WWE? WWE, slam him into the...
Do we have to have another lesson, Junkyard Dog?
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then it's different. But I didn't see that. For example, Green Bay. Clay Matthews comes in, clean shot at the quarterback, hits him. When he hits him, the quarterback naturally goes off the ground because he hit him. Yeah. And then, boom, hit him right now. Boom, flag. Driving a quarterback into the ground. Man, I watched that several times. There was no way he didn't really pick him up and slam him down. He just hit him.
Yeah.
So I have a problem. I'm sure
statistically, we probably have the most quarterback roughing the quarterback calls in the first 2 weeks than we've ever had in the NFL. I'm pretty certain about it at this point. And I'm just thinking, look, it's a game. You know, I can understand if something's blatant. Now, talk about blatant, Atlanta playing Carolina. Your boy, Donkey Boy, he goes running with the ball, and as he's going to the ground, I think it was a safety.
Yeah.
For Atlanta. I mean, to tell you, he tattooed that boy.
Yeah, that was dirty.
And
yeah.
There couldn't be anything else. That guy needed to be thrown out. No doubt about it. More of the Dirty Birds, you know. So there you have it. But that one is a for sure. But there are other ones that I'm watching. There was another game. I don't remember what game I was watching. The guy went in, but really it was his shoulder that hit, not his helmet. They still called it targeting. I was like, that wasn't targeted.
Yeah.
There's
been some seriously questionable calls.
Yes, absolutely.
I do worry. Like, a lot of times I hear people say, oh, you know, it's unwatchable. And I'm like, it's a game. But there is getting to a point where there's so much subjectivity in the game.
Rather than
it is getting to the point where it's like, you know, you get there's going to be a bad call. I get it. You know, I'm not saying I won't complain about it, but there's going to be a bad call. Now you've added a whole nother level of almost – all bad calls. Right. You know, it's I get you can't hit them in the knees, and I know why they did that. Then you can't hit them in the head. Well, okay, I kind of get that. Now they're hitting them in the midsection, and that particular tackle, the one from the Green Bay.
Clay Matthews.
Yeah, Clay Matthews hit. That was a form tackle, hit him right in the middle. But no, there's still a problem with that, and it's going to become a problem. Hey, don't go anywhere. We got the MyBookie Picks of the Week coming up. Put your house on it. Get ready. BS and Beer Podcast 97.7 Sports Talk Radio.
BS and Beer, a national institution since, it's a really cool show.
Best bumper music in any podcast.
That's right. Hey,
here.
Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer Podcast. It's the segment that you all wait for because y'all got bills to pay. It's the MyBookie. What is it? Picks of the Week.
That's it.
MyBookie.com.
MyBookie.com.
You play, you win. Listen, BS and Beer, or is it BSN Beer? Which one is it? BSN Beer.
BSN
that's
beer,
the
yep.
That's the word that you want to use, your promo code.
Promo code.
When you go sign up for them,
BS
make sure you know
and beer.
We sent you.
That's
all right, so you guys ready for the pick segment?
Let's go, brother. I'm ready.
So here's our pick segment. I decided to start with the two greatest picks in Saints history.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line.
Yeah. Come on.
Break down, come on.
Man, I love that. That's the best segment intro. Matter of fact, it reminded me of something. I heard a little bit of Zach Strief's.
I was just going to say something, right? I'll go ahead.
Play a call during the game. And I got to tell you, the first week, I wasn't super impressed. I was kind of like, But I heard just a little bit of the stuff going on in the fourth quarter. And I was like, I mean, I heard some energy and some enthusiasm that I didn't really hear before. And quite frankly, man, I think I've changed my mind. I'm going to have to listen some more. But right now, I have a much more positive outlook.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I thought, you know, that it was better. I'll give you that. But I'm watching the LSU game over the weekend. You know, LSU makes that field goal. All right. So you hear the regular broadcaster doing it. Then they said, now they're going to hear the voice of the Tiger.
Yeah.
That is the guy who should be calling the Saints games right there, brother.
Yeah.
Because when that man came up and kicked that field goal, you could feel it. Your hair was standing up. Man, that was the way to call it.
That's what I'm missing. Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
I guess.
Maybe. And that's saying something, considering he's following Hawthorne, who was pretty good.
Yeah.
Calling
Tiger
games.
Did you hear the LSU game when he did that?
No, I didn't. Oh, but I've
really
heard
good.
Him before. I mean,
yeah, he's
I'm
really
familiar
good.
With him.
Really good.
All right, let's get to these picks. Let's start off. We have the Jets at the Browns. The Browns giving up 3 points. Heath.
I'm taking the Browns at home and giving up the three. They're going to get the win over the Jets.
You get off the snide.
Yep.
Tomas.
I'm agreeing with that. Brownies. Yep.
All right, Tyler.
Let the free beer flow.
There you go.
All right. So now we got the 49ers at the Chiefs. Chiefs are giving up 7 points. Heath.
I am taking the Chiefs and giving up the 7 at home.
Me
Patrick
too.
Patrick Mahomes looks way too strong right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. Too many points being scored by that team.
Tyler.
I'm going Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs win, but don't cover the spread, so I'll take the 49ers. And
All right. Well, I'm taking the Chiefs, and I didn't mention that I'm going with the Jets. So,
the Jets? Right.
Yeah, I forgot that. I didn't. You know, man, I'm so worried about you guys getting yours.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Did we do the Raiders
Not
and the
yet.
Dolphins?
The Raiders okay. at the Fish.
All right, so the Fish giving up 3. What'd you say, Heath?
I'm taking the Dolphins and giving up the 3 at home.
Okay.
My father loved the Raiders, but I'm sorry, Pop. I got to take the Dolphins and give up the 3.
All right, Tyler?
I think the Raiders went outright.
I'm going with the Dolphins. I'm going to give up those 3, and I'm going with the Dolphins. All right, so now the biggest underdog I could see. You got the Bills going to the Vikings. 17 points, Heath.
I'm taking the Vikings at home and giving up the 17 to the hapless Bills.
Man,
yep,
I can't do it. 17 points 17 is just
points.
Too many freaking points. I gotta take Josh Allen and the Bills.
All right, Tyler,
I'm on his side. I think the Vikings double them up. I bet they win by 30 or something.
I think the same thing with the Rams and game last week. I'm like, oh, you gotta take those points, and they crushed
yeah.
Arizona. I still feel like I gotta take the 17. I mean, the Vikings could score 17 and coast the west of the game, and then just let the Bills have a field goal and I win. So
there you go, me too.
All right, so I'm gonna go with the Bills.
Yep.
Let's go Colts at Eagles. Eagles giving up 7. What you say, Heath?
I'm gonna take the Eagles at home and lay the 7 to the Colts.
Tomas.
Me too. Taking those Eagles.
Tyler.
Yep. Eagles.
Eagles. All right, I'm going with the Eagles too. Now, Green Bay, I hear it's going to be cold out there in Green Bay, Tyler.
It's always cold. Yeah, it's going to be like 60
something. Luckily, they play in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, luckily. Yeah. All right, so the Redskins are
still going to be cold in Green Bay.
Are 2.5-point underdogs at home. Heath? Yeah.
No, not enough. I'm taking the Packers and giving up the 2.5.
Even in that frozen tundra of FedEx
yep.
Field.
Yeah.
Even in the frozen tundra, I'm going to take the peg leg to win this game. I take the Packers.
All right, Tyler.
Packers. It's too cold, Packers.
All right, I'm going with the Packers as well. Let's see. Bengals at the Panthers. What's the weather like in Cincinnati this weekend? Well, anyway,
well,
go ahead.
Playing in Carolina, so it don't matter.
That's my joke, man.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one. I am taking the Panthers, unfortunately, and giving up the 2.5. I kind of want to go with the Bengals, the 2-0 Bengals, unbelievably. But no.
And the Bengals are old group from the 80s.
Bengals?
Oh, yeah, the Bengals. All right.
Well, it's going to be raining in Cincinnati, and all that water is going to be rolling down the hills, making it all the way down to Carolina. They're going to have a water
right.
problem there.
All right.
But I still take the Panthers and give up 2.5.
Tyler.
I'm with the Panthers on this one too.
All right. So I'm going Bengals, man. Let's see. Titans at it's the weather, man. It's the weather. Titans at the Jaguars. It's a push game.
Yeah. I have no idea how this is a push game in Jacksonville. I'm taking the Jaguars all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jaguars.
Tyler?
Yeah, I'd take the Jaguars for a lot of spreads.
Make it a sweep. Broncos at the Ravens. Ravens giving up 5 points.
You know what? I'm going to take the Broncos on the road here and take the 5 points.
I just can't believe in Flacco. I love Snead. I'm so sorry that he ended up on a team that's never going to throw him the ball. So I'm going to go with the horses, go with Broncos.
All right.
This is another one. I think the Ravens win, but I think the Broncos cover it. Cover
All right,
spread.
Me too. I'm going with the Ravens. Giants at Texans. Texans giving up 7 points.
Ah, man, you know what? I'm going to take the Texans at home and give up the 7.
All right.
I wish the Giants would win so that when we go into New York, they feel better about themselves and aren't going to try to kick our butt. But I just can't see it. The Texans at home, I got to take the Texans.
Yeah, I take the Texans too.
I think I'm going to I got the Texans. So we got the Chargers at the Rams. Rams giving up 7.5. Heath?
I'm going to take the L.A. in this one. And
that's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm going to take the L.A. Rams and give up the 7.5.
All right. I was really much higher on the Chargers when we first started, but I'm not now. So I'm taking the Rams and giving up the 7.5.
All right. Tyler.
I'm taking the Chargers on this one. I think 7.5.
Oh, nice. I'm going with the Rams. All right. We got the Bears and the Cardinals.
Speed it up.
Yep. Four points the Cardinals are getting. So, Heath.
The Bears.
All right. The Bears.
Bears.
The Bears. All right. Cowboys at Seahawks. Seahawks giving up 2.5.
Taking the Seahawks at home.
Seahawks.
Cowboys.
Seahawks. All right. Gary's team. The Gary's. Lions, Patriots at the Lions. Lions getting 7 points at home to the Patriots.
Sorry, Gary, I'm taking the Patriots and laying the 7.
I'm taking the Lions. I think they'll lose, but I think they'll be within 7.
Sorry, Gary, Patriots.
Lions, Gary, Lions.
There you
all
go.
Right, Steelers at the Bucks. The Bucks undefeated. It's a push game.
I'm taking the Bucks at home.
I'm taking the Bucks at home.
Steelers.
Bucks, baby. I'm going. Wait. Why am I saying that with enthusiasm?
Yeah,
all right. The Bucks on a roll. They're hot. You got to take them. All right. And the big game is the New Orleans Saints are going to Atlanta, and Atlanta's giving us 3 points. Heath?
I'm taking the 3 and taking my Saints.
No question, brother. Saints all the way.
Saints all the way.
Saints all the way.
All right. Hey, listen. Clean sweep. I don't know, man. The Falcons are beat up. I think that the Saints –
so
they're,
to be
ripe,
careful.
They're ripe for the picking. I think the Saints start putting it together. I think that we'll start seeing a better product.
Bold call. Bold prediction. Watch Taysom Hill in this game. That's it. My bold prediction right there.
That's your bold prediction?
Taysom Hill.
Do you have a bold prediction, Heath?
Yeah. The Saints are gonna look in the third week this week like they did last week, and Atlanta's in for a long night.
I got one word for you. E.F. Hutton. Right. E.F. Hutton. Just remember that.
All right, got it.
For no particular reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought that's a name that people pay attention to when you talk, mm-hmm. and I want the people to lean in. And
that's why you have no money left for retirement. But okay, we're going.
I think E.F. Hutton went under a long time ago.
All right. Exactly. So, so
you guys are going to have to start catching up because I'm like in seventh place here, and I'm starting to feel bad for y'all. I don't want to make y'all look bad. I'm in seventh place. Let me go through all this. Where's the – see, man, I can't even get the – all right. I'm just taking my word for it. I'm in seventh place, and I'm moving up fast in the Pick'em League. And I just don't want nobody to get their feelings hurt when they get this whooping that I'm about to put on them this weekend.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean
– I just heard your picks. So I'm not worried.
Well, here's the problem is we do the picks now, and you can still go and change them.
Yeah, I know.
So once you hear my picks, you're going to go back and change them.
I'm going to start writing your picks down so I can see how many of them you
change. Oh, yeah. I got to do that, too. That's how I keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
I keep you on your toes because I don't want no problems. Don't want no problems.
We got to see how the lines change, too.
No, that's true, too. You got to keep up with the lines. But
that's correct.
But anyway, hey, listen, don't forget. Download the podcast. Like us. We appreciate all the support. Listen, watch the VCast, BS and Beer on YouTube.
YouTube.
All right. Download. I know, man.
Somewhere.
It's much stuff. It's somewhere out there on the internet.
Catch us on Twitter.
On Twitter. BS. Saints BS is mine.
He's
got nothing BS.
Tomas. I'm sorry. I pointed Tomas. I confused him.
Tomas 19.
We enjoy hanging out with you guys, talking football. Follow us on Twitter. Send us your emails. Hit us up on the hotline, 701-901-1295. We appreciate all the support, and we look forward to talking to you every week here on 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
Hopefully so. Later.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back, and that's the way it is.
Oh, God, give you all time to David, Heath, and Tomas. We do this every week, every Wednesday, so don't miss. We do this every week, every Wednesday, so don't. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, we have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, oh boy, don't waste time to tune into our podcast. Oh, go give you all time to David, Heath, and Tomas. We do this every
say so dumb.